Greetings, fabulous gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that monthly or bi-monthly show that caters to all you retro-loving folks. I'm Mr. Picario, with a more bite-sized entry this week, a reminder or notification essentially regarding some spiffy game-related products coming out that, from what I can tell, has been largely ignored almost everywhere else. Let's begin with some old school books. You know, that medium by which we used to distribute and spread information before becoming chained to our phones and flashy tablets. There are two books, in fact, with one that's already been out since December. Called Super Mario Manga Mania, it collects a slapdash assortment of the author Yukio Sawada's favorite stories from his long-running Mario comic series in Japan. Well, chapters, actually. His stories are usually divided into installments told over the course of weeks, which is the usual way Japanese comics are written and released. So, what we in the West get are his favorite snippets from these larger stories, which can range from adaptations of the Paper Mario storyline to even Mario Sunshine. Because of this, the contents feel a bit scattershot and random, with some plots barely discernible before their lone chapter ends. But for those wanting a glimpse into what is now a 30-plus-year-old manga still going strong in its native land, Super Mario Manga Mania is an easy buy at $10. The second book is one coming this summer, and it's also devoted to a famous and classic video game mascot. Not Mario, not Mega Man, not Sonic the Hedgehog, but good old Pac-Man. Coined Pac-Man Birth of an Icon, it's a posh engrossing look into the creation, iconography, and legacy of everyone's favorite yellow stud. It looks great from the screenshots, and the $40 price is probably fair for what is a large and glossy hardcover coffee table book. Those with some money, however, can opt for the collector's edition, which also comes with some cool swag, including a mini 7-inch vinyl pressing of the classic Pac-Man Fever hit single by the talented Buckner and Garcia. Limited to 2,000 units, the collector's edition is the one I signed and slapped the money down for, but I think the book by itself is still a fine purchase for any fan of video game history. Those interested should head to the art-focused website cookandbecker.com. Lastly, I want to mention Numskull, the British company that produces perfect 1/4 scale replicas of classic arcade machines. Although a delay is possible, their next curation, a mini cabinet of the iconic title Bubble Bobble, is due sometime this month and can be pre-ordered at another geeky venue aptly named Just Geek or justgeek.com. Some might better know this merchant as The Geek Store, but it's gone through an obvious name change since I was last there myself. Anywho, what makes this particular release of Bubble Bobble special is that it was never given its own unique cabinet when it was brought to arcades. Rather, the game was sold as a conversion kit that arcade operators could use to replace the guts of an older machine with. In other words, any Bubble Bobble cab found in the wild is really the old wooden cabinet of a different game long since removed, with just a dash of Bubble Bobble art added to cover up that fact. But not anymore. Working with Taito, the game's IP holder, Numskull has designed a unique cabinet from scratch that the game can finally call its own. A neat what-if of how the game's cabinet might have looked had it received a true full-blown arcade wide release all those years ago. And if the previews are any indication, the final results look quite nice. So, if you like collectibles, and especially if you like Bubble Bobble, this might be worth the cash. Pre-orders are live at a $20 reserve, but keep in mind the final price could be anywhere from $120 to $180, and that's before shipping from the UK, which will probably be pretty pricey. But for Bub and Bob, it might just be worth it. Thanks for tuning in as always, and I will be back in a month or two with something hopefully a little more substantial. Until next time then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.